Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special host for Mourin and Rosh Hashanah Yuchil and Nishmas. Our ancestor, Basar Shmuel, Sus Moshe Ben Peshadina. Ram Yitzchak Ben Ezra, Bechil Ben Shalamis, Yitzchak Moshe Ben Malka, Lebracha Batzlacha, Bechoma Seideim. If anybody would like to dedicate a shir, then you may contact me. And we are going to be discussing the Inyan of Talis. Birchas HaTalis, based on Torah that I received from my Rabbi Hakohen Gadol Reb Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita. The Gemara says, "Menachas Aflam Fel Fem Aleph Tana Sech Bein Tefila Tefila Aveir Biyado." If somebody speaks, "Im Netfil Netfil Yan Tefil Shal Rosh," it's considered an Aveir. Rav Chosla Mechorcha Mocher Malcham, and he has to return from war, which means that if this is an Aveira for which he's going to be in danger of dying from at war and Memela. If he has this aveir of speaking in between two tefillins, he should come back. Rashi explains, "Ibra maschu sach sach bein tefila le tefila velo birech al shel rosh elasamach habracha rishonim." Rashi says, "Pshat is that you spoke in between." The person spoke in between the two tefillins, and he didn't make a bracha on the shel rosh. Rather, what did he do? He was somech. He relied on the bracha rishona. He relied on the bracha he made on the shel yad, and he didn't make another bracha on the shel rosh, even though he spoke in between. That's the aveira. So it's muchach that somebody does a mitzvah and doesn't make a bracha on it. Not only is he mafsid the bracha, but it's considered an aveira because here he's putting on the tefillin shel rosh without a bracha, because he spoke in between the bracha of the yad supposed to go on the shel rosh as well. And since he spoke in the middle, it's not going to count for the shel rosh. So now the shel rosh requires a new bracha. Right, we make one bracha, Ashkenazim. But according to some shitas, you have to make a bracha. We make a bracha on each one on the shel and the shel rosh. But according to some shitas, you have to make a bracha just on the shel yad. You only make a bracha on the shel rosh if you speak in between. And this person made a bracha on the shel yad, spoke in between, and didn't make a new bracha. So mela, that's a big averus. He's doing a mitzvah without making a bracha. So doing it without making a bracha is a huge aveira. You see in this Gemara, so the Tefuah Shor and Yaradeh and Simin Yotes, Sivkat Yid Zayin, Sivkat Chav Zayin writes that it's better to be machnas yourself to a suffic bracha, Shein Atzricha, better put yourself in a matziv where you might make a bracha that's not necessary, than put yourself in a matziv that you're going to do a mitzvah and you're not going to be able to make a bracha on this mitzvah, the Avni Miluim. In the Chuvis, in Simon Yud, brings from the Chuvis Maimoni, that Birchus Chasanim, if there are not 10 people there, it's usher to get married, because again, you're putting yourself in a matziv where you're not going to be able to make a bracha. He writes there that a mitzvah that you can't make a bracha, you're not allowed to do until you are able to make the bracha. How huge is that? That you're not allowed to do a mitzvah if you can't make a bracha. It's usher to do the mitzvah if you can't do a bracha. The Maril Diskin in the Kutchis Achron and Sim Kuf Pei Aleph discusses someone who sends a shliach who's a deaf person, a deaf mute, to take truma. He can't make the bracha properly, so because he can't hear. So even if he can speak, but he can't hear, so that's no good, because it's a chisaron bracha, and it's a dvar aveira, and he's considered a shliach l'dvar aveira. So again, you see this lack of a bracha is very, very serious. Now, if somebody who's mechuyev b'mitzvah, like somebody who doesn't hear tkiyah shofar, and b'nei shmashas, they bring him a shofar, has to meet tokeya, even though he can't make a bracha, kesafik brachos lahakel, because he has a chiyuv to blow the shofar. Now, so somebody who has a shofar that's safek kasher, he has to be tokeya, even though he can't make a bracha, so you have b'nei shmashas, you have a safek shofar, whether it's really a shofar or not. So a person has to still blow, even though he can't make a bracha. So the suffix is, somebody wants to be machnis himself to a chiv mitzvah, he wants to wear a beggar shel arba kanfos, but he only has a beggar that's suffix chayiv b'tzitzis. Is it mutter lo l'hachnis atzmo l'chiv mitzvah tzitzis, even though he's not going to be able to make a bracha? Or maybe, since it's asur for him to be mekayim a mitzvah without a bracha, by bazoi mutav lo yachnis atzmo l'chiv mitzvah, in order that you shouldn't be mekayim a mitzvah without a bracha. So that's the chakira. Somebody wants to wear a beged that's safek chayiv b'tzitzis. Should he wear it even though he's not going to be able to make a bracha? Or better not wear such a baget, l'chor would appear that since the issur to be mekayim a mitzvah without a bracha is only an issur d'rabbanan, and it's yitochein that the baget is not chayv b'tzitzis, and he's not mekayim the mitzvah. He's not considered that he's mekayim a mitzvah without a bracha. Why is he not considered that he's mekayim a mitzvah without a bracha? Because maybe he's not even chayv in the mitzvah. So here you have the isser l'kayim mitzvah below bracha, which is an isser d'rabbanan. And it could also very well be that the beggar is not chayv in tzitzis, and he's not mekayim a mitzvah below bracha. So it could be that he's over in the isser d'rabbanan mekayim mitzvah below bracha, and it could be that he's not. So why don't we just say that Sveka the Rabbanan Lakula. Why don't we say Sveka the Rabbanan Lakula? Because what's going to be the Issa the Rabbanan here? The Issa the Rabbanan is doing a mitzvah without a bracha. But it's a suffix. Because maybe he's doing a mitzvah without a bracha, maybe he's not doing a mitzvah without a bracha. So let's go Sveka the Rabbanan Lakula. And let's assume that he's not doing a mitzvah without a bracha. Because he's not mekayim a mitzvah. So let him wear the tzitzis. But you can't say that. Because he's coming to be mekayim a mitzvah. And on the tzad that he's mekayim a mitzvah without a bracha. You can't go both ways. Say, oh, I want to be mekayim a mitzvah, but I'm not going to make a bracha. So let's assume that I'm not being mekayim a mitzvah without a bracha, because maybe it's not a mitzvah, so I'm cool. I'm not doing the mitzvah without the bracha. Yeah, but my whole purpose is to be mekayim a mitzvah. So to come along and say, oh, that I'm mekayim, that I'm not mekayim a mitzvah, and therefore there's no problem with mitzvah without a bracha, you can't say, because I'm dafka coming to be mekayim the mitzvah. That's my whole purpose. That's my goal. And then it turns out that I'm mekayim a mitzvah without a bracha. Chas v'shalom, maybe so. Can't do it. So nevertheless, it's muchach from the Rabbi Kiva Eiger and Yuma daf yedalad amid beis that even in such a case, we say Sveka the Rabbanan Lakula. You can look there. And we allow the person to be Mekayim the Mitzvah and assume that he's not over in an Issur Rabbanan. Kasafik the Rabbanan Lakula. However, the Magen Avraham in Simen Yud Sifkan Yir Aleph writes that you don't make a Sveka the Rabbanan Lechatchila. So to put yourself in a matzah where you have to be in a Sveka the Rabbanan, you better not. So we can bring a number of makoros for this suffix. The Taz and Arachaim and Simon Tavkuf Pei Aleph, Sif Cotton Base, writes, V'kotz ha'levush ha'shliach tzibar sh'mispal ha'slichus v'satif v'talis, v'einu mevarach k'disa simen yudches, v'inyin k'sus layla. So let's say you have a shliach tzibar, who's mispal ha'slichus, so he wraps himself in a talis, and he doesn't make a bracha, like it says in Simen Yudches, with regard to k'sus layla, you don't make a bracha. So he's mispal ha'slichus, wear a talis, but don't make a bracha. Linear tamu came to La Rosh Chiyuv Chayiv Bebracha B'Ksus HaMiyuchad Liyom Afi Lov Shebalayla. Wait a second, but the Rosh holds that if you wear tzitzis at night, if it's a levush, it's a garment that you wear by day, even if you wear it at night, it's still Chayiv in tzitzis. Like it says in Simen Yudches, as the Taz, Lama Yachnes Atzmut Chilu Azeh Shil Bash Tavash Yishba Safik Bracha B'Lo Yivarach. How can you put yourself in a matzav where maybe you have to make a bracha and you're not making a bracha? Chenir Li Devadi B'Lo Atifa Klali Yav Sham Rishim Kovar HaShchina Frat Beslich Hashem Meyavur Visa Gumarshin Nesata Bekadosh Baruch Hu Kshat Eliyir Talis Chaveru Bezeh Lo Yavur Klum. So he says, don't get into trouble. Don't wear the talis because here it's mamish Kavod Hashchina, and it says there the Gemara says Dafka by Slichas that when we're asking Hashem for Mechila that Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Misatif like a Shliach Tzibur and Moshe Rabbeinu was asking for Mechila to show Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven. So rather, what should he do? He should. So it's very important to wear a talis, but take your friend's talis. And if you take your friend's talis, then you're not going to be over on anything because it's only a talis she'ula, the Mishnah Berurah, and Sha'ar Tzion, Osei, brings in the name of the Achronim, that nevertheless, if he doesn't have a talis with somebody else, you should be misanti with your own talis. And then Mishiyar Ayom, when the day comes, be Mimash Mishbi talis, and then make your bracha, feel your talis, and then make your bracha, because this way in the end you'll get the bracha. But in the meantime, you should be wearing a talis because it's too important to wear a talis. Hakulpanim, you see from the Taz that better not put yourself in such a matzav. Better borrow from your friend. That's the so that's learned from the Taz not to be machnis yourself to a chiyuv mitzvah if you can't make a bracha. B'chein nira b'divrei Ramah that leil yom kippur that we say yud gimel midas yisati v'talsim v'od yom v'varech alav dafka mivod yom and make a bracha, because we want to make sure that you're making a bracha, you're not making the mitzvah without a bracha. So from Tosfos we see otherwise. Menachas lamvav amar aleph k'shagia Tosfos writes mikan nira k'shatam mashkim. That from here would appear that when a person is mashkim kodem ayom, when a person gets up early and is misatif betzitzis, when the day comes light, you don't have to remove your talis, just be mashmish, feel your talis, and then you can give it a little shake or something, and then you can be mevarich. So it's mashmim a little bit that it's mutar lechatchila to be misatif betalis balayla samach. Samach leboker, or levarich alav kishayar ayom. So it's mashma that it's mutar chatchila to wrap yourself in the talis at night before the morning, and then make the bracha when the morning comes. This is a kasha and the taz, because taz says, "Oh, it's also to be mekayim a mitzvah without a bracha." And here he seems to say that it's not a big deal, not a big deal at all. But the Ramah writes, based on the Tashbitz, v'im lov show kodem lachen kon b'slichas lo'yvarech alav k'shiyar yom yamash mishbo v'yivarech. So he says that if you wore it earlier, then before daybreak, like by slichas, don't make a bracha. When the day comes, yamash mishbo v'yivarech. So maybe dafka for slichas do this. In other words, in general, it's better not to be machnis yourself to such a massive, but it's dafka slichas dikainyan. That for slichas is so important to wear talis, you're allowed to be machnis yourself into a matzah, put yourself in a matzah where you're going to be mekayim a mitzvah without a bracha. However, like we saw in the Mishnah Berurah, the chashivas of wearing a talis by slichas. In the Beis Yosef, in Aruch Chaim Siman Lamed, he brings the name of Rabbeinu Peretz by goes smack b'sima kufnan gemel legabi tefillin. She'adam she'mashkim kodem ora boker, mudu lo lechatchil laniach tefillin ba'layla kodem ora yom, kevim de layla zman tefillin, hu l'shem yashem yam luch hashina de holech b'derech. So, a person who gets up before daybreak, it's mudu lo lechatchil to place tefillin at night, before day, since layla zlam zman tefillin, and we're not worried the guy's going to fall asleep because he's holech b'derech. And he adds that maybe even the Rif holds this way from the fact that he writes "Hayrotzel etzederech menichem kshiyazman amashmem muvarich." So that if a person wants to go out lederech, he puts on his tefillin, and when the time comes, he should feel them and make the bracha. So it's muchach that he holds that it's mutar lechatchila to be menich tefillin even balayla. Wow, the menich tefillin balayla, and then when the time comes, be mamashmei should make the bracha. So what is the Rabbeinu Peretz hold? Rabbeinu Peretz himself holds that you're making the bracha even when you put it on at night. However, in the Rif, you see that you're making the bracha only when Zman Tefillin comes. And that the Rif, the Beis Yosef writes that the Rif is following the Shitz Rabbeinu Peretz is only with respect to the fact that it's mutar lechatchila lehanichan balayla v'lo kedas asmak, that says only if you're afraid that the tefillin is going to get lost are you allowed to wear them at night. But the Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rif both hold you're allowed to lechatchila wear them at night. The Rif says to only make the bracha by day. But as far as actually wearing the tefillin, he says the Rif is in agreement that you can wear the tefillin at night. Just like Rabbeinu Peretz says you can wear the tefillin at night. It's a machlokas when you make the bracha. But everybody holds the chachil you're putting on tefillin at night, even though, according to Rabbeinu Peretz, you're going to be doing this mitzvah without a bracha. Right? Because if you're not wearing a tefillin at night, Shema Yishan Behem. So we know there's a machlokas of Laila's man tefillin or Lav's man tefillin, or is it only a suffix Shema Yishan Behem? So in the tzaddit, there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin at night. So this person's going to be wearing tefillin at night and not making a bracha. So to write to the mechaber, I write to Letzis Laderach Bashkama. Meinicham, if you want to wear tefillin early, put them on. And when the time comes, you should feel them and make the bracha. And there's no concern you're going to fall asleep in them, since you are mashkin v'yotzei laderech. And the Prima Gadim writes in the Mishpat Zav, Sif Katan Hey, that the Mechaber holds that since Ladidan we paskin, that Laila is Takas Man Tefillin. Laila is the time for Tefillin. So it's Mutar Ibn Lechatchila to do this. Even though you don't need specifically to guard them, you're still allowed to put on Tefillin at night, as long as there's no Chashah Hashem Yishan Behem, and you're not making a Baracha. The Shaila is, how is that possible? How is it possible that you're allowed to put Tefillin on at night and make the Baracha when the time comes? So you're right, there's no Chashah Hashem Yishan Behem. What about doing a mitzvah without a bracha? It's also very serious. How can you do the mitzvah without the bracha? So that's our problem. And in order to solve this problem, sweet friends, you are going to either have to think of your own teretz, or you are going to be asked by myself, your humble servant, to stay tuned. And please God, in the next shir, we will hopefully, Bezrat Hashem, resolve this, and we will see Neflos Mitaras Hashem. But in the meantime, Baruch Hashem, we were omid on a suffix, which many people have maybe never thought about, or not thought about much, and not known Makaros about. And we saw numerous Makaros about this Shaila, and please God, in the next year, we will see more Makaros, and we will see wonders from the Torah of Hashem. I am excited, I hope you are too. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. Thank you so much for listening.